Welcome to Master Your Relationship Mind Drama, teaching you how to manage your mind so that you can create relationships you love. And now, here's your host, certified relationship coach and expert in all things love, friendship and mind drama, Rebecca Orr.
Hi guys, how is everyone doing? So for the last few weeks, I feel like everyone around me has been getting poorly and coming down with COVID or coughs and colds, and I have somehow escaped it until this week. And this week I woke up with a really sore throat, which was just on fire. It's the worst feeling ever. And now I have a super blocked nose and my head is just feeling awful. So I want to just say, if I sound a little strange or a little full of it this week, that is why. It's because I am. But anyway, we will power through because this is a really important topic. And in today's episode, I want to talk about something that I see my clients doing a lot. And I've given this behavior that I've witnessed a name. And that name is knee-jerk rejecting. And I remember the first time I posted about this on Instagram, someone said that they had misread it and thought that it sounded rude. So just to clarify, the term is knee-jerk rejecting. There is nothing rude there. Don't know where your brain went to, but there was nothing rude there. And it's similar to the phrase knee-jerk reaction, which you will all, of course, have heard of. So what is knee-jerk rejecting? Well, knee-jerk rejecting is when we feel rejected by someone else. And so our default automatic response is to want to reject them back. And this doesn't just happen in situations where we are actually being rejected. This also happens in situations where we're just perceiving that we're being rejected and where no rejection is actually taking place. We're just assuming that someone is rejecting us. They may not have intended to reject us at all. So for example, maybe your partner is in a bad mood and being a bit grumpy, and then your brain makes it mean that they're being rude to you and that they're rejecting you in some way. And then you feel hurt and sad and maybe even angry at that. And you then notice that you're feeling this way. And then you feel even more mad at them because they caused this. They've made you feel so hurt and rejected. How dare they? And so then you turn your back to them and you give them the cold shoulder. Maybe you storm out the room or you huff or you snap at them when they next speak to you. You then reject them and you create more disconnection. And this all happens so fast that it's not unless we're in the habit of looking at and trying to understand our own thoughts, feelings and actions that we'd even catch it. You feel rejected and so you end up rejecting them back. Another example could be, maybe your friend hasn't texted you for a week and your brain makes this mean that they don't care about you. And so then you feel hurt. And again, you blame them for this hurt and suddenly you feel really angry and resentful at them because they made you feel this way. And so when they do text you, you decide you're not going to text them for a few days. See how they like it. Maybe when you do reply, it's blunt or a bit vague. And you're subconsciously trying to punish them for the negative emotion that you're believing they caused you. And again, the result of this is even less connection between you, more distance and more disconnection. And when our brains do this, it's because they're in defense mode. Our brains are seeing their behavior as a personal attack on us, and so it feels the need to protect and defend against it. We're believing their behavior is the source of the pain. But you'll know this if you're a regular listener to this podcast, that their behavior is actually never the source of your emotional pain. Because your emotional pain is always created by your own thoughts and the way you think. So let's look back at the example with the moody partner. The thing creating the person's initial emotional pain is the interpretation that their partner is being intentionally rude or rejecting them. You're seeing their bad mood and your brain makes it mean that they don't care about you or they're trying to reject you or they don't want to hang out with you or they're mad at you, whatever it is. That is the source of the pain, that interpretation. But if you were to pause and question those thoughts for a moment, you may find this isn't really the case. And I've had similar situations happen with my fiance because she can have her moods. And often in the past, when she's been in one of her bad moods or stressed or upset about something, my brain would make it mean that she was mad at me and that I'd done something wrong. She was rejecting me. But then what really helped me was getting curious about what was actually going on for her in those moments. And I imagined her model. And for those of you that don't know about the model, it's a tool that I use throughout my coaching. And it has 5 lines: circumstance, thought, feeling, actions, result. And so it shows how we have the facts of the situation, which is our circumstance. Then we have a thought about that circumstance. And that thought creates the way we feel, the emotion in our body. And that feeling drives the way we act and creates our results. So I imagined her model in these moments when she's nagging me or huffing or complaining about something. I really imagined what was going on in her brain that was creating a certain feeling and driving this behavior that I was witnessing. And what I realized is her behavior has absolutely nothing to do with me. Never. Because what's actually happening is she's feeling an emotion like stress or anxiety or overwhelm or frustration in her body, and then she's just reacting to it. She's having a bunch of thoughts about the house being a mess or running late or not having enough time, or even maybe sometimes the thoughts are about me, whatever it is. They're just thoughts in her brain that are creating emotions in her body and driving her to act the way that she's acting. Is she intentionally trying to reject me or be rude to me? No, of course not. That's not true at all. She's just feeling an emotion and reacting to it, which is something we can all relate to. And when I can take myself out of the center of that narrative, when I can stop making her experience be about me or a personal rejection of me, I would no longer need to feel hurt or annoyed or sad or rejected. I'm actually then able to feel compassionate because all I see is a human having a human experience, a human having thoughts and feelings, totally nothing to do with me. That's just their experience right now. And most of the time, it's an experience I can totally relate to, as I myself have felt frustrated, annoyed, stressed, and overwhelmed before. And doing this works the same even if the person is intentionally trying to reject you. The reason that's so painful is because of what your brain then makes that mean. For example, let's say your friend had been intentionally ignoring your text for a week because they were mad at you. All the emotion you feel about that comes from what you make that mean about you or them or the relationship. But their behavior towards you is actually never about you. It's always about their own brain and the sentences running through their brain in that given moment, which you have zero control over. And when we're knee-jerk rejecting someone, our brains are trying to protect us from this negative emotion and defend ourselves against it, protect our own egos, which we've actually hurt ourselves by believing their behavior is a reflection of us. I'm going to repeat that because it's so important. We're trying to protect our own egos, which we've hurt ourselves by believing their behavior is a reflection of us. So we become like children. Well, if you're going to be in a bad mood, so will I. If you're going to be rude, so will I. If you're not going to text me, I'm not going to text you. It's like that very childish response. And in my group coaching program and my one-on-one sessions, we talk about the idea of emotional childhood, which is when we believe something outside of us is responsible for how we think and feel, responsible for our emotions. And knee-jerk rejection is a classic sign of that. We slip into a childlike state where our egos are at the wheel. But when we can slow down and actually just feel the emotion that's coming up for us, we can then get curious about the thoughts creating it and choose how we want to think and feel intentionally. And when we're knee-jerk rejecting, we're actually just creating so much unnecessary disconnection. You create an even bigger space between you and that person. And a lot of the time, you create a large gap between you that wasn't even there to begin with. And if your goal in your relationship or friendship or co-worker relationship, whatever it is connection, acting in ways that create more disconnection and rejecting them every time you feel rejected is never going to create the result you want. If your partner is in a bad mood and what you really want is connection, mirroring their behavior and storming out or huffing as well isn't going to create that. If your friend sucks at texting and you really want connection with them, punishing them and withdrawing from them is not going to create that. Loving and accepting them for the imperfect humans that they are and not continuously making their behavior mean something about you will. That will create connection with them. So I've come up with a little catchy phrase for you to take away from this episode that hopefully will help you break the habit of knee-jerk rejecting. So you've all heard of stop, drop and roll, the fire safety technique. Well, I give you stop, watch and question. Stop, watch and question. I know that's not as catchy, but hey, give me a break. It still works. So when you notice yourself feeling rejected or angry and resentful, maybe you're getting the urge to reject them in some way or push them away, I want you to stop. Take a moment and take a breath. Notice what you're feeling and just pause and be present with the sensations of that emotion for a minute. Don't take action from that place. Then watch. Watch what's going on in your brain. What is it saying to you? What's it making their behavior mean? What are the sentences running through your mind right now? If you can, and I know it's not always possible, you could go and write these thoughts down. That's a really good way to get them out of your head and onto a page in front of you so that you can get some distance and reflect on them. But I know that's not always possible. Even if you just do this in your head and just notice, what am I thinking right now? What am I making their behavior mean? Then question. Is what your brain saying, is the way it's interpreting this person's behavior really helpful? Is it true? What are the facts of their behavior? And is this the only way you could interpret what's going on here? What else could be going on? What else could be true? And imagine their model, as in imagine what might be going on in their brain right now. What's the circumstances they're facing and what might they be thinking and feeling? What might their experience be in this? And notice how you're currently personalizing that and making it about you. Then ask yourself, what's the goal here? Do I want to create a loving, compassionate and connected relationship with this person? Is that what I want? And what's going to help me take a step towards that instead of a step away from it? How do I want to think, feel and show up right now? And a question I always love to ask myself is, what would my higher self say right now? She always has some great wisdom up her sleeve and some great words of wisdom. And remember, what's most painful about rejection is how we then reject ourselves. We make them not inviting us somewhere or texting us back or them being in a bad mood mean that we aren't good enough or lovable in some way, that we aren't likable, or this means something about us. We're not fun enough or interesting enough. And so then we feel terrible and we think we need to defend against this feeling of feeling terrible by rejecting them back. But we're only defending ourselves against the blows of our own brain, the blows of our own mean thoughts. That is what's so painful. So if you can slow down and notice that, you can stop yourself from knee-jerk rejecting and pushing people away. And you can start to create more loving and connected relationships with the imperfect and flawed humans in your life. Okay, guys, that's all I've got for you today. And I need to go and drink a lot of water and have some throat sweets. But I hope this was helpful. And I wanted to say that the next round of my group coaching program, Master Your Relationship Mind Drama, is going to be opening its doors in December. And in order to make sure that you don't miss out on that and to make sure you find out about the 24-hour discount that I always do when doors open, you're going to want to make sure that you go and get yourself on the wait list. So I'm going to drop the link with all the details about the program and how to get on the wait list in the information section of this episode. So go click it and go get on that list. And of course, can I ask you to do a little something for me if you haven't already? Could you please go ahead and give this podcast a rating on whatever platform you're listening from? This is how I can keep reaching more and more people and spreading the word of this work. Okay, guys, have an amazing weekend and I will speak to you all next week. Bye.
If you're loving this podcast, you can also hang out with Rebecca on Instagram and TikTok at Rebecca Orr Coaching. Don't forget to sign up to her email list for exclusive freebies and for more information on her one-to-one and group coaching programs.